Hello, and welcome to the Calm at Midlife podcast. My name's Maria Richardson. I'm a coach who focuses on helping women navigate the unique challenges and transitions that come with reaching midlife. Each week you'll hear me talk about what midlife is for women today. We'll explore the calm and midlife model that I have developed, and we'll discuss how they can find peace, balance and fulfillment as these women navigate the complexities of midlife with grace and resilience. I'm so excited to share today's episode with you, so let's get on with the show. So this week I'm going to talk about acceptance and what acceptance means in midlife. What do we have to accept? We might have to accept that things are changing physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Things change for us as our children grow up, or as we decide to change jobs, or might come about because we're suddenly being made redundant. So change is a great part of moving through midlife and what we have to accept and what we don't accept. One of the concepts I was thinking about was Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, if anybody's heard of the five stages of grief. It was something that was in my head straight away with acceptance, because she said that acceptance was the final stage of the grieving process. So does that mean that through midlife we're going through some sort of grieving? Well, could be. We could be grieving that our bodies are changing, especially as women with menopause. It could be that we're thinking about our own mortality. If we're looking after elderly parents, or we're just thinking about what's happening for us in life, are we fearful of that? Are we resisting it? The other thing with aging comes the change, the menopause, and I'm not going to dwell on that because there are lots of other coaches out there that can talk about the menopause, but I can certainly see from my perspective that an early menopause meant I had to think about accepting where I was in life, in what I was going to do next from a physical perspective. Reflecting on life choices also comes about, I think, at this stage. It's about finding peace and making adjustments for yourself, about how are you going to adjust to the children leaving home. The youngest is going. Are you relieved? Are you pleased? Or are you going to be feeling empty nest? Or are you actually going to be thinking, do you know what? This is my time now. I can do something else. And that's where the acceptance comes in. Starting to think about what you want to accept, how you want to accept it. There's another chap called William Bridges, and I'm not going to dwell on the theory here, but I just want to talk about something. I came across him last year when I was doing a course, and he said that any change starts with an ending. So something has to end before you can get to a new beginning. And surely that new beginning's accepting as well. So there's something about thinking about what acceptance means to you. I think there's reassessing identity. Now, that may be through, like I said, that empty nest. It may be a change of job. It may be a promotion. You think, do you know what? I'm too old for that. I'm midlife. Let the young ones do it. Or you might actually think, no, I can do that. I am going to do that. And a bit like what I've done, reassessed where I was in life, what I wanted in life, and pivoted my coaching in midlife to leaving behind all that NHS work that I thought I might carry on. But actually, working with midlife women is what I have accepted that I will be doing, and I'm really excited about it. So it's what I can do now. I'm not leaving behind all that skills and knowledge and everything I developed over the years. I'm going to use that, but in a different way. So I think acceptance in midlife is also about looking at relationships. Now, I don't mean that anybody's going to end a relationship or begin a new relationship or anything other than that, but it is about looking at what you want in midlife. I know certainly I have gone through major transitions through my relationships, but it's also about opportunities to slow down, be calm, and have that opportunity to develop and cultivate deeper relationships with people. Something else I've considered about acceptance of midlife is self-compassion. It's something I think we put to the back of our minds when we're thinking about children or other people, whether it be elderly parents or people we're caring for or anybody else that's in my life. But actually, we need to look at ourselves and what is our future? What can we be excited about? What can we be uncertain about, but in a good way, uncertain? Certainly something I've thought about long and hard is gratitude for the journey I've come through so far. You know, I've had an amazing career, an amazing life, decided to retire, wanted to do something else. And now that something else is coaching with midlife women. Thinking about how we navigate that midlife change. You know, we've got masses of skills and strengths and resources. And as I mentioned with Brené Brown in the first episode, is that it's about taking that armour off that you've built up and actually look at yourself. Be grateful for what you've done, what you've achieved, the journey so far, as I said. What's true to you and what do you want to do next? What decisions do you want to make? Do you want to transition by leveraging all of these assets? That's certainly what I'm doing. I am using all that skills and knowledge that I've got and the assets that I've developed to accept that actually I don't need to use them just for NHS work. I can use them in other work as well, helping people. And I think some of my limiting beliefs were that I have always been a nurse, therefore that's where it's going to be. But actually, there's so much more I can give. So being a bit more accepting of who I am, what I am, and where I want to go next. But I've been reading around the subject a bit more of acceptance as well to try and give myself some thoughts on what it might mean to other people. I came across this quote by Eckhart Tolle. Some people might have heard of him. He's a very inspiring and visionary teacher. And he said, "Accept, then act. Whatever the present moment contains, accept it as if you had chosen it. Always work with it, not against it. This will miraculously transform your whole life." So for me, this is where coaching comes in. This is where it's about accepting that change comes about, and working with it rather than against it will bring that transformation. So, question. I just want you to ponder this as we go through the next few weeks talking about what calm and midlife's about. But ponder this question. What change do you want to accept to transform your midlife? Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you got something out of it. Check out the show notes for more details on the things we talked about today. I'd love to hear your feedback on today's episode. You can find me on my socials on LinkedIn and Maria Richardson Coaching on Instagram and Facebook. I'd love it if you could leave a review. And don't forget to press follow if you want my show to automatically download every week. I can't wait to speak to you on the next episode. Bye for now.